Pioneer 90.1 FM. Glenn Brockett back with you on this Thursday morning. And back with us once again for her monthly appearance is Laura Stengram from Visit Thief River Falls and VisitTRF.com. Laura, it's the second day of spring. Everybody's starting to feel a little bit better now, and especially with these temps that are starting to warm us up a little bit, starting to feel a little bit more confident, and soon come after we get rid of all this snow and water, we might actually be able to go outside and start to enjoy it.
Well, that is the hope. I think everybody's got a little bit of an extra jump in their step with these nice temperatures and the sun is shining. We really had a long winter, so I'd say we all deserve some reprieve from that. And yes, happy spring to you as well, Glenn. Very excited about it.
Yes, it's something to make us smile because we now have, I'm going with it. We got winter in the rearview mirror, but we got plenty of things to talk about ahead here in our segment, Laura. And one of which we want to get out right off the chute is something coming up here April 2nd. I want to talk about and have you tell us a little bit more about the Northwest Minnesota Tourism Conference.
Absolutely. And so as the listeners may or may not know, our organization, Visit Thief River Falls, is the local tourism marketing organization that's funded by lodging tax, paid by our overnight visitors, collected at all 7 of our hotel properties, plus our city campground. And so our organization is all about tourism and bringing more overnight visitors to our community. And one of the things that is sort of on my or in my job description is to work with other communities to promote the region. And so I'm not just promoting Thief River Falls. We really work together. And in this organization that I'm referring to in particular, we promote Northwest Minnesota. And so this organization is called Riverland Association, and it's comprised of either city or CVB, you know, tourism / chamber people in the communities of Thief River Falls, St. Hilaire, Red Lake Falls, Crookston, Fertile, and Greater Grand Forks. And so we work together to just try to bring more visitors to our region. And another thing that we do is we put on an annual tourism conference. And so basically what this is a day-long conference that is all about marketing. And marketing your business or event or attraction to get more customers. You know, we definitely want we want these businesses to attract visitors, but we realize that our local businesses they don't really care where the customers are coming from, even if they're from right down the road. They just need their business to flourish and to succeed. And so we have planned a day-long conference on April 2nd. In Crookston, so it's going to be held at UMC, and it'll be from 9:30 until 3 o'clock, and basically it's just all about education. So we have speakers ranging from Becca Kruger, coming from the Grand Forks Region Economic Development Center, and she's going to be talking about creating the life, relationships, and community that you love. So we're kind of kicking things off with a more motivational type presentation. And so she's going to get us all excited for the day. Then we're going to move on to a Google Analytics presentation, kind of talking about how do you actually know if your advertising or marketing that you're placing is actually working? And are these people coming to your website and then in turn coming to your business? We will also have a presentation about the 5 P's of marketing, how to save your business from wasting money on bad marketing. So I'm excited for that one. And then we'll end the day with a business successes panel. And we're going to have businesses from the region, 3 different businesses, actually. One called Updahl Donuts from Fertile, Revelation Ale Works from Havelock, and Real Good Bath and Body from Crookston. Basically talking about how they have made their businesses succeed in a rural market and what kind of, cheap advertising have they used in order to attract those customers.
It's kind of and a use, too, of effective DIY and involved with the methodology of trying to make their businesses succeed. So it'll be really interesting for those potential attendees to kind of get that hear their perspective on how they have been able to not only break the business in, but to maintain and keep a bottom line above board. That's amazing in and of itself, especially given the location that we are in this part of the country.
Exactly. I mean, our population just isn't what it is down in the metro area or our larger cities in the rest of the state. So we really have to get creative in our marketing. So I just really urge any listener that has either a business or maybe an event that they are working on or an attraction, or even we're interested in city council members and county commissioners and people that really want their communities to succeed. We want you to come to this conference and see what you can learn and network with other people trying to do the same thing here in Northwest Minnesota. So registration is really reasonable. It's $40 if you're a Riverland Association member, or $45 for non-members. And if any listener is interested, just head to our website. For information, it is visitriverland.org, and then click on the events tab and you'll see all of the information about the conference.
And that's coming up here April the 2nd. Speaking of being involved with stuff, there's other workshops afoot here in Thief River. I want to talk about also your involvement in a thing that you got involved with here not too long ago, the Blandin Community Leadership Program. I want to talk a little bit about what's coming up, your involvement with it, and what we can expect from the workshops.
Absolutely. So this is something that I have been just so excited about. I'm honored to have been a part of this. I was one of 24 Thief River Falls residents that applied for and was accepted into this Blandin Leadership Program. So we attended a week-long residential retreat in the fall. And since then, we have actually had a couple other day-long workshops where we have just been kind of expanding on all of the knowledge that they taught us during our residential retreat. So we are improving our leadership skills, communication skills, you name it, you know, how to work in small groups, really how our personality style affects leadership and how to work with others that maybe have different personalities, because that can always be a little challenging.
Of course.
And so it's been such a fun process to be involved in. And so we are actually coming up on our third and final workshop, which is going to be held this Tuesday, March 26th. And we will be actually going through a commencement program and graduating this leadership program. So it's really, really exciting, but it's a little bittersweet that it's kind of coming to an end. But I just wanted the community to be aware that one thing that the community can kind of look for out of this leadership program is, we identified issues in Thief River Falls that really need some attention. And we have then broke into teams, we're calling them action teams, to really try to address those issues and get some change or improvement or whatever the case may be around these issues. So I don't have really anything to announce as of right now. These action teams are kind of just getting off the ground right now, being we're about to end the real formal program. But look for that coming real soon, because I know that these groups are going to be super excited to announce to the public what they're working on and how the public can get involved. So just kind of something exciting and a little bit of a teaser for the listeners this morning.
I like it. A little sizzle can go a long way. Gets that people's attention. That's a time-proven effect that really does work. I got one more thing. I got a few more things we could share here before we part ways today. One is about the event marketing sponsorship funds here. Let's talk about that here in regards to Visit Thief River Falls and how people and businesses and what really, just break it down for us here.
Sure. So one of the services that Visit Thief River Falls provides to the community is marketing for events to attract those overnight visitors. And so our organization has the ability to provide a sponsorship, but it's for marketing. So want to make sure to be real clear with that it's to basically reimburse marketing expenses outside of a 50-mile radius. So for example, our board has already approved $3,500 in sponsorships just this year. So in the past 2 months, basically, we have approved sponsorships to the Pennington County Fair, the Thunder on Hooves Bull Ride, and then most recently the Norwegian Heritage Week that's coming up in May. And so our board really would like to get more events to apply for these funds because we just want to help grow events and maybe even get new events off the ground. So please contact me if you have any interest in this sponsorship at all, or you can head to our website, which is visittrf.com. And at the top right, you'll see a tab called Event Planners, and you'll be able to find all the information about the sponsorship right there.
So that's just easy, simple, man. Everything is just good to go here on this second day of spring. Tonight, a big thing going on this evening, of course. And thankfully, the weather is cooperating the way it has for the city of Thief River Falls has the State of the City address as well. So that's another big event going on around the area here tonight.
Absolutely. The State of the City will be from or about 5 o'clock starts the social hour. 6 o'clock is presentations right there at Northland. Absolutely. And then also tonight at the Lincoln High School Auditorium, the Thief River Falls Entertainment Series has a American pianist slash composer who is going to be performing. And then another event that's really exciting for us is the VFW State Hockey Tournament. That will be here in Thief River Falls this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that is a huge event. And so if you're driving by the Ralph and you wonder what the heck's going on, that's what it is, and we're just so excited to have a statewide event of that caliber right here in our community. And so if anybody's interested in, you know, what else is going on, what they can kind of have fun with in the next couple weeks or through the spring, please check out our website at visittrf.com, and you'll find a full list of events right there.
Well, there we go. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you want to let the listeners know about?
You know, I think we covered it, Glenn.
Like always, right?
We got it all covered, I think. I probably talked too fast, but hopefully we got all the information out there.
I think you did fine. Laura Stengren from Visit Thief River Falls, thank you once again for joining us this month.
Thanks so much, Glenn.